Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily. Le'nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are going to close out the fifth parak of Masechta Machshir. We're going to study Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hama'arei Recham Lecham, picking up on yesterday's theme, when a person pours something from a upper kli into a lower one, there is a spout that comes out. There's a stream that comes out. Now, that stream can serve as a connector under certain circumstances. Here, I have a situation where the bottom one, which is Tamei, is going to be hot, and the top one, which is Tahor, is also hot. So if I pour from hot to hot, does the heat of the bottom cause a bounce back in the stream that causes the Tumah to transmit back to the top? Or Mitzonin Litzonin, if both Kalim, the one on the bottom, which is Tamei, is cool, and the one on top, it is also cool. Or mecham letzonein, I pour from something hot into something cold. So in all these cases, tahor, in all these cases, there's going to be considered tahor. Mitzonein lecham tamei. But if a person pours from something cold into a hot tamei vessel, so then the stream is going to bounce back and make the upper one tamei. Reb Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ha'ma'ar mecham lecham bekochol shel tachton yafa mishel elyon tamei." Even if both of them are hot, but the one on the bottom is hotter than the one on the top, that's also going to go ahead and cause the heat to rise, which makes the steam go back, which goes ahead and makes the stream tamei, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim obviously disagree. We don't paskin that way, since the top one's already hot. The heat at the bottom doesn't go ahead and have any potency towards the top in order for it to become tamei. The Mishnah continues, Aisha shayu yada tahoros. Let's say we have a woman whose hands were tahor, umagisa bekdera tamea, and she's stirring something in an emergency with over a tamei pot. So meziu yada, if the steam from the bottom pot, which is underneath the hands that she's using to stir it with, the steam comes and causes her hands to look like they're perspiring. Tameos, then the hands are going to become tamei. Hayu yodea tameos, if her hands were tamei, umagisa bekdeira tahora, and she was stirring a tahor kli, so miziu yodea, if the steam from the tahor kli went up into her hands, hakdeira tamea, then the pot's going to become tamei as a result of her hands. So Rabbi Yossi says, whoa, slow down. He says, that's assuming in Natafu. That's assuming that the steam went up into her hands and then dripped back down. Otherwise, there is going to be no Tumah in that situation. Hashokal anavim bekaf maznayim. Similarly, if a person is measuring and weighing grapes, in that situation, the yayin shebekaf, the wine that gathers on that side of the scale, is tahor. Achi aralas okli. That little bit of grape juice that's there from leaving the grapes over there is going to be tar. It's insignificant until he wants to put it into a kli. Harizat doma l'sali zisim anam k'shem minatvin. This is similar to a situation where you're talking about olives or grapes that happen to be drippy, and in those situations that we have also previously noted that in those situations that liquid is not going to be considered enough to be machshir l'kabel tumah. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll start the sixth parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.